Hey, yo, guys. See, I don't like waking up in the morning and going to my internet because I will not do anything that day. I don't like going to Instagram. A lot of funny things. So I just I've been laughing so much at the recent House of Ajebo comedy skit, the one with Tegolo. The one that they sent Tegolo to go and buy tetracycline as same train, and he went to buy Sekema train. See, I could totally relate. Let me tell you guys what happened. Let me tell you guys what happened to me.
Instagram.
So, when I was much younger, my mom sent me to go and buy oil 200, pepper 15 naira. She hammered on the 15 naira pepper because we had pepper, but she just wanted to add, and salt 100 naira. So the total money she gave me was 350. She said I should just go and buy it like that, exactly like that. So I was not going. I now went to the house to bring paper and pen to write it. She said, my friend, will you go and buy this thing? Only three things I said you should buy. You want to write it on paper. If I'm sending you to school and you don't have retentive memory, then I'm wasting my money. My friend, go and buy this thing. So Mina, I turned it into song. Oh yeah, 200. Salt 100. Pepper 50. Oh yeah, 200. Salt 100. Pepper 50. Only for me to see my mumu friend Ijoma. Ijoma, I know you are listening to this podcast right now. God no go punish you. Ijoma, God no go punish you for the premium BT when my mama gave me that day. I will not forget it. Nonsense. I was on my way. Ijoma say, Olu. Ah, God. Minister, me and that premium gist want to come. And I said, hey, Ijoma, what's up? When I'm discussing stuff about school or something that happened in school, in class, that did not even, why were we even discussing something that happened in class when I was supposed to go and buy something? First of all, I wasted so much time standing there talking to, I'm a boy, Ijoma. And then, after that, I now forgot totally what I was singing. Forgot. I knew that I was supposed to buy oil, salt, and pepper. But my dear, I did not even know the amount that was attached to each of them. So, I walked gently to the small market. It's called Mama Eliji Market. She was just that saving grace woman that brings the market close to you, that has everything you need to go to the market to go and buy. So my mom said I should just go there and buy oil and all the stuff. And Ijoma's house was directly opposite Mama Eliji's small market. After me and Ijoma had discussed for like 1 hour, and I realized that they sent me. I now went to Mama Eliji. I said, Mama Eliji, good morning, ma. I want to buy pepper 200 and salt 100 naira with oil. She said, I'm still trying to remember with oil. She had already started putting the pepper. She had put the pepper and tied the salt and everything. I said, take. I now collected it and gave her 300. It was only 15 naira in my hand. I was like, how will it be only 15 naira that will remain? I was now working and I remember that, it was only 200. I went back. I said, ma, it's not pepper 200 though. I said, ma, it's not pepper 200 though. Hey, my mommy said that I should buy oil 200. She said, I beg, I don't tell una say I know they like more than the return market. Na bad omen, na bad luck. I really don't know who told my manager that returning market in the morning is bad luck. Anyway, well, Melody just say to return market in the morning a bad luck. Car and go back and not go change her. Go to your mama, make you add the money, then you go come buy oil. My dear, Mogbeo, don't tell me this. Oh, I started walking. I was walking so lamely. If I don't find trouble, the way I did walk so lamely, my mother just knows, my sister knows. Quietly, I started walking so lamely. I now go close to my house. My mother stood from the kitchen and saw me. She said, Olomachi, from that place where you did, so I know it's either you don't lose money or you don't buy the wrong thing. As you don't they cry, so from that place where you stand, take you turn, go back for my melody, go return that nonsense where you don't buy, or go find the money where you don't lose. And if you don't do any of them, you don't get the money and bring those things I sent you to come back to this house, the wife will beat you blue black today. I go, okay, try me. God, which guy did me this? I just sat down on the floor and I was crying. I said, mommy, I forgot. She did not even answer me. The next thing my mother would have done is toza, twi, coil, the slap. I have reset my brain. I repeat as I end this story. Ijoma, wherever you are, may God not punish you. Good. May God not punish you, Ijoma. That is the version of my Tegwolo story. How I was beaten blue. My mother beat me blue black. It's not a matter of, because my manager refused to collect it. My mother refused to hear. She beat me what? Blue black. That I survived today is by the grace of the Lord. Moving on, guys. I just want us to take some affirmation. Because I believe in affirmations. I believe in speaking into existence what you want to see in your life. So I have a few affirmations on my notepad that I say to myself every morning. I'll just take a few of them. We take them and we begin our day. I am wealthy and rich. I make more money than I spend. I am debt free. I will never be broke a day in my life. I attract resourceful people. I attract men who make my life comfortable. Oh yes, I'm looking to get men who make my life comfortable. Please don't judge me, guys. Let's move on. I attract luxury. I live in plenty and I swim in plenty. Everything I touch increases in value. I know the secrets of riches and wealth. I attract money daily. Money pursues me and I am a cheerful giver. So guys, we're going to take more affirmations as we go. But for now, from me to you is I love you and have a nice day. Bye.